It's our final round of locker room chats here on KNZA 103.9 FM for the 22-23 high school basketball season. And we start here with Donovan West. It's brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Triple L Tire, and Johnson Ag. And we're joined by girls basketball coach, that is Perry Smith. Coach, there's a lot to dissect here as we're now at the end of the regular season. But let's start with the regular season finale on Tuesday night. You take care of Troy, win it by 10, 55-45. Just talk about that game for a second, and how nice is it, of course, to win the regular season finale on a high note?
Well, it's always good to win, no question about it. I've got to give Troy a lot of credit. I thought they played gritty, and number 30, I think that's an Ingeman girl. I thought she played really well last night and did some good things. We never could get them buried. They stayed at that 8-12 range pretty much all night, point wise, and we just couldn't bury them last night. But I'll give our girls a little credit too. I thought that we haven't practiced since last Wednesday, and I thought that kind of showed. But we're gritty enough to find a way to get out of there with the W, and that's always good too to end the regular season. But again, I thought Troy was really good last night, and a lot of credit goes to them.
Let's talk about the regular season as a whole. There was plenty of expectations coming in. You had so many good players on the roster. A 15-5 regular season as we get heading towards sub-state, which starts this week as well. But just the season as a whole, I mean, what stood out? Any surprises? Did anyone play above and beyond your expectations? Just what stood out the most about, maybe just how the regular season played out for you?
Well, I think for the most part, I was really pleased with our three seniors this year. I thought when you get a program built and get it established, you always figure on or hope that you have your seniors, step up from their junior to senior year and take on better, bigger roles. And all three of our seniors have done that. I think all three of them have been a tremendous asset to us and have gotten better each and every game and each and every year, and so that's been great. And like I said, when your program's established, you kind of expect that, and I did. And at the same time, it was good to see. 15-5. I think we were 15-5 a year ago. I think we were maybe a little better than that the year before that. So we've had a good run here. We've got great kids, and they've really bought into the program and really bought into how we want to do things. And it's been a testament to them. I think this year, our five losses, with the exception of a 10-point loss to Hanover in the tournament, which was I feel a lot closer than that final. We had chances to win every game, and so that was a good thing. And we've had a good year, and by no stretch of the imagination is it done. And the girls understand that. And we'll continue on here at sub-state time.
A first-round matchup here in some states on Thursday night. You're the 2 seed in the Onega sub-state. Burlingame earned the number 1 seed, so they get a bye. You get the 7 seed, Bishop Seabury Academy out of Lawrence. Again, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, you guys will host. What can you tell us about Bishop Seabury Academy? What kind of challenges do they ultimately present, and what kind of ball game do you ultimately expect in this first round?
Well, I haven't really got into them. We played Monday, we played Tuesday, we also played last Friday against Lynn. So I have not really looked at them much. We'll get into them today, but for right now, it's about us. We got to get in the gym and get to practice. I know I'm a typical coach probably on that, but we've had too many games and no practices in that time. So we got to get to practice and get to work and. But Bishop, when it's sub-state time, we've been competing at the highest level for quite a few years, so the girls understand what's ahead of them, and they'll come out focused and ready to go, and we'll get a scout on Bishop Seabury, and hopefully on Thursday night we'll get on the floor and get after it and see where it takes us.
It's going to be a lot of fun to see what happens here with Donovan West, a 2 seed in their sub-state. They get Bishop Seabury Academy Thursday night in the opening round before the semifinals and championship will take on later on next week. But the regular season is done, a 15-5 mark for Donovan West. That's girls basketball coach Perry Smith joining us, and we appreciate it all year long. Thanks again, Coach. Congrats on the success so far. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds good. Thank you, Brandon.